Thank you very much, Pastor, and good evening to each and every one. It is a joy to be here with you and to be able to share God's word. If you would come with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1. When you have it, if you would, please join me in standing as we just read verse 5 together, please. Verse 5 together, if you will, 1 Peter chapter 1. The Bible says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit guidance as we look to your word. I ask that you take full control, speak to our hearts as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As I listen all week to our preacher, and he remind us so much for the need of revival and the things that hinders us from being at the place where God wants us to be. And he mentioned the bitterness, the sins of the heart, and the sins that man so look at. I was reminded while sitting there that there are many times it is not a sin problem. Sometimes it is a lack of faith in Almighty God and who he is, and therefore there is also a need for revival in our lives. There are times when we will experience discouragement and depression because life situations will hold us down. Sometimes we feel like letting go. Sometimes we feel like giving up. But I just want to remind us this evening and encourage us and to let us know that there is someone who always cares. There is a God of power and who promises that he will forever keep us. There are many powers that exist in our world today. While many of us would make commitment all during the course of the week, and how closer we want to be with God, and how much we want to serve God. And that is good. And as the pastor was saying last night, if he make a check probably 6 months from now, who will be still serving God? Who will still be committed? I want us to understand, while you might seem genuine, you cannot do it on your own. It is only by the power and help of Almighty God that you will be able to do it. Amen. There are many powers in our world today. When someone has a position, that of authority, whether it's a president, or in our islands, a prime minister, or a governor, or a mayor, whosoever it is, that person has power. When you have money, it is said that you have power. Back home, our power company that gives light, if that goes out, we do not have electricity in our homes. But the greatest power there is that of Almighty God. Amen. And this power never fails. The powers that there be, the Bible tells us, God is the one who set them up and he will certainly bring them down. But God is all powerful. The Bible tells us, and if you would, you'll be using the Bible during the course of this evening's message. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible tells us, the Apostle Paul speaking says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The Apostle Paul is fully persuaded that God is able to keep him. And may I say, God is able to keep us. There is also preserving power in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. The Bible tells us, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. to whom be glory forever and ever. While Jude tells us he is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. Yes, I can make it in this Christian life. Discouraging times will come, but I can make it only by the help of Almighty God. And when we realize that, our lives and our attitude and our actions will be different when it comes to God. The Bible mentions some powers that we should be kept from, or we should keep away from, because of the many dangers they present and result in us dishonoring God and prevent us from being what we should be. There is the power of the flesh, that old nature. The Apostle Paul, he had a struggle. He says, look, I want to do good. But somehow, when I try to do good, evil is present with me. I'm sure you have been in that place before so many times, that you want to serve the Lord. You want to live for him. You want to walk right. You want to talk right. You want to sing right. But there is a constant struggle within. The Apostle Paul had that same experience. This old nature resides in us. It wants to rule us. The Apostle Paul is quick to remind us in Ephesians chapter 4 how we need to put off certain things if we're going to be victorious in this Christian life. We must make our minds up if we're going to serve the Lord and be faithful to him so that his power can be realized in our lives. And we must say, hey, I must get rid of this from my life, and I must put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. I can do it with God's help, but I must make some decisions in my life, because it says, God will not do for you what you can do for yourselves. He enables us, he gives us the power to make certain choices and decisions, and we must do it. So there is the power of the flesh that will cause us to sin and dishonor God. There is also the power of our greatest foe. The Bible is quick to tell us about Satan and how he transformed himself as an angel of life in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He appears to be all rosy, nice, and encourages you to do that which is wrong. But let us be careful of his attacks, because the Bible says he's as a roaring lion, seeking to devour our souls. If you would remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, after being 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, fasting and praying, here comes the devil, and what is he presenting to him? Because he was hungry. And the Bible tells us, he says, here, turn these stones into bread. And that's how he operates, at our weakest points. Because he wants us to trip up. He wants us to fail. He does not want us to serve God the way we should. But there is a greatest power. And that is why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ could count on God's word and says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We must understand what God's word teaches so that we can fight against the enemy of our souls. Eve, she was wandering alone in the Garden of Eden. She was all alone. It's interesting though. The Bible tells us when God created man, he said it was not good for man to be alone. And he made a helpmeet for him. And Eve was supposed to be by Adam's side, but here she is wandering all alone. And here comes the enemy of our souls. And he got her. We got to be careful and understand what God has for us and his purpose, and be where he wants us to be, and do the things that he wants us to be, or we are just giving room for the enemy to come in and destroy us. Hey, when you should be in church and you're at home, hey, you're giving room for the enemy to come in and attack you and destroy you. When you should be praying, hey, you're doing something else, watching television, we're giving room for the enemy to come in and to destroy us. We need to know what God's purpose is and be obedient to his word. Now, Peter, walking on the water, doing such a wonderful job. And many people say many things about Peter. But what a miracle that day as he walked on water to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he was distracted because of situations that how forceful the Bible says the winds were. It is not that he did not know that the winds were there. But the Bible tells us when he saw the winds boisterous or forceful, then he became distracted. Hey, listen, we all know a problem. We have all experienced probably a headache. Isn't that common to us? That's a form of sickness. That doesn't bother us. We go and we take some medication and probably we're feeling much better. But then we go to the hospital and the doctor tells us, hey, you have cancer. Or you have a terminal disease. Suddenly, your blood pressure goes up. And suddenly, you're disturbing your spirit because, hey, you fear for the worst. May I say the God whom we serve, who is able to cure us from a small headache, is able to cure us even from a terminal illness. And nothing, as we heard this week, and we were reminded, is impossible or is too hard for our God. He is the greatest power, and there is nothing he cannot do. But of course, the enemy of our souls, he wants to distract us. He wants to destroy us. So there is the power of the flesh, the power of our greatest foe. But there is also the power of this fading world. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 17, how we should not love this world. Because all that is in this world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, these things are only for a time. That is why we're so caught up with these things that are temporal. But I'm glad investing in souls is eternal. I want us to understand that. I'm accustomed of telling the folks back home that when it comes to our families, the pastor was making mention this week and how we are so thirsty when it comes to our families. And we want to protect them. We want to fight for them. I was telling the folks back home, the most important family there is a spiritual family. Because at death, the biological family sees. There is no husband, no wife in heaven. It is only those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior will live on forever and ever. And therefore, it is for us to embrace each other, understand the things that are temporal, and give lasting value to the things that are eternal. Listen, we can become so sidetracked, so distracted from that which is eternal, from that which is lasting, and make a mess of our lives. So the person doesn't want to serve the Lord. And back home, we are faced with so many situations, so many people who want to trust the Lord as personal Savior. But they will tell you, well, I'm living with this person, and this person is not saved. So I can't make that step for Jesus Christ. And they will hold on to this person, hold on to this man or this woman because they love them so much. And in the end, they fail them. But may I say to you, when all else fails, Jesus Christ, he never fails. You can trust him. You can count on him because he is all powerful. There is the power of the flesh, the power of our greatest foe. The enemy, the power of this fading world that is able to distract us, and prevent us. And listen, just take our eyes off our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what this world is able to do. One of the things I was told as a young man, this pastor would say, look, Adrian, you be all that you can be. You want to be a prime minister, you be a prime minister. You want to be a governor, you be a governor. You want to be an accountant, you be an accountant. Whatsoever you want to be, you be. But listen, do not forget our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Many times the things, the pursuits of this world can distract us and prevent us from being what we should be for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now listen, he blessed us with a job. Why don't we honor him? He blessed us with a family. But suddenly these things are now put in front of him. Let us always remember God is saying, seek me first with my righteousness, and I'll take care of all the rest. So the power of this world, this fading world, is able to distract us. But the power of the faculty of the mind, this mind of ours, is able to destroy us and prevent us from serving God the way we should in Romans chapter 8. I love what the Apostle Paul tells us here. Romans chapter 8, verse 7 to verse 8. He says, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And this is my favorite verse in the Bible, Romans 8 and verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. May I say, when you have a fleshly mind or a carnal mind, a mind that is not given over to Christ, a mind that is not controlled by the Holy Spirit, you can never be in the place God wants you to be. You will always find yourself messing up. You will always find yourself living a sinful life before Almighty God. That is why Paul tells in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And be not conformed to this world. Understand who you are in Christ, and you are a new creature. You are different. You must live differently. Listen, if you are a person who have experienced revival in your life, you would understand what it is to live a different life and to let others know and see how serious you are for Almighty God. Your minds that are straight, stayed, and should be stayed on Him. The Bible tells us that He will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. You want to experience peace in your life every single day? You want to say, well, listen, I am at a place where I should be for Almighty God. Your mind must always be stayed on Jesus Christ. It is only then, even though that the trials of life will surround us and life situation will encroach us, we would understand and know that there is a God, and He is real, and He's all powerful, and He can deal with all of our situations. It will not depress us. It will not discourage us, because we understand and know God is able. But there are many times we display bad attitudes as Christians. Like I said before, it is not that you're doing something bad, in the sense that you're cursing, or you're fighting, or you're killing someone, or you're committing adultery, or some big sin, as we call it. But just our attitudes, just the way we behave. We are so discouraged, we're so depressed, as if God is not able. As if God cannot handle life situation. As if God cannot come through for us. I am reminded of David, how when he was faced with a giant Goliath in his life, and all around him, there were doubts and confusion. They were saying, David, you can't do it. And there were discouragers around him, that David says, hey, I remember I was in the wilderness. A bear came and a lion came. And God of hosts, listen, with His help, I destroyed them. Goliath will be at last one of them. I will destroy him as well. He understood that God did it for him in the past. He's able to do it again. We must always remember that. In James 1, chapter 1 and verse 8, James chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We must have confidence in Almighty God, because we know who He is. The author of the Hebrews tells us that when we come to God, we must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God is able. The spiritual mind is a mind that is stayed on Him. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to verse 6, that the battles are won in the mind through the power and the help of Almighty God. So when we have defeated the devil in our minds and our situation in our minds, because as we ponder on life's situation and as we meditate and we understand who God is, listen, the victory, I claim it in my mind, because I know. That's what I realize happened with everyone. And when a problem comes, they start to ponder and they start to think, how can I do it? But if when you're thinking, you realize, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me, you will gain the victory. And that's how we operate as human beings. Everything, we ponder. But when God is in control of our minds, we understand who He is, and we're victorious. He is able to keep us from falling. The story is told of a little boy. His father was around. He was trying to move a stone, one of these big boulders. He was there trying his very best to move it. He just couldn't move it. He looks up at his father. His father was observing him. He would have said to his father, "Dad, how come you're not helping me? You notice I'm trying to move this boulder, but you're not helping me." Father said to his son, "Son, you did not ask. Son, you did not ask." Many times, we cannot move the boulders, life situation from our lives, because we do not go to God and ask Him. Yes, we tell people it's easy for us to tell somebody, "Hey, God is all powerful. God is able." But when it comes to us, our minds are defeated because we do not remember who God is. Peter tells us, as we travel this pilgrim journey on our way to heaven, we need to understand that we can only do it by the power and help of Almighty God. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. Help us to trust you, to understand you are able, to rely on your power at all times. In Jesus' name we pray.